adoption of the...
Okay, Madam Chair.
We need an adoption of the committee substitute.
I would move that we adopt the committee substitute and also make the motion that we move the CS for Senate Bill 156 from S with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
What was your fiscal note last year?
It was,
Higher.
It was $300,000 to $400,000 for psychologists. It was higher last year than it is this year, partly because they didn't take into account the federal, the mandatory things. Most of that money's now already in the budget. And quite honestly, I think we were wrong last year.
Thank you. We said that all along.
That's right, and we were.
That's funny, you got a different hat on this year, though.
We were wrong.
We were wrong last year.
Commissioner, keep us informed about that bill. I need to tell you that the lawyers went out in the hall. We could discuss this briefly, but we could take, do you have other appointments, you two? Or can you spend a few more minutes after you went down the hall?
Well, I thought we were out of time here, so we couldn't discuss this bill anymore.
Oh, well, all right.
I mean, I'll stick around, that's fine. I don't understand this bill for one thing. I don't understand how the committee introduced it. We have a person, I mean, it's outrageous to me, so I'll let it go, though, but...
Well, what we could do is to...
We got somebody here who wrote a fiscal note last year higher than this one, says this fiscal note's bogus. And I wanted to explore that.
All right, why don't we bring that bill back then?
No, that's fine. It is a finance matter, and so it's, you know, I think that we're not doing very good work by doing it that way. Just so you know how I felt about it.
Let's wait a minute, we can take your comments. I'm not gonna move the bill, because we told people we weren't, but if you want to take a couple of minutes to tell us what's going on. No, it's, Kim is real conservative in her, in the fiscal notes, and it's just been a real battle to try to get figures out.
Who has been?
It's very difficult to figure out what, you know, this pool out there is going to be, and people have argued. We had 2 years last year. I know, but we have had this trouble for 3 years in order to get a bill. And Sam, this one went to everybody before we did it. I sent every bill before I entered.
No, that's fine. I mean, you don't have to do that.
Well, no, but I do.
I didn't remember it, so I'm sure you did send it.
Yeah, I did, because I do it for all of them. Senate Bill 156, we'll certainly hear what people came up with. I do not intend to move, I'm sorry, 232. I don't intend to move the bill because we sent the word out that we were not going to, and I don't like to do things like that. We could take the bill up as a first order of business on Friday if there's a resolution. So let's hear what the resolution is. Mr. Barker also left, unfortunately.
Could I invite the other attorneys to take the floor?
Go ahead, Mr. Baldwin.
Yeah, thank you. My name, for the record, is Jim Baldwin. I'm with the Attorney General's Office. And last week I was asked to look at this bill by the representative from the State Bond Committee, Mr. Patan. Basically, I find the bill not to have any legal objections other than in response to an inquiry made by the independent financial advisor as to whether the pledge appearing in subsection C on line, begins on line 14 there, on page 1, it appeared to me not to conform exactly to other pledges that, other similar sections containing pledges in other bonding authorities of the state. And in order to make it conform, after on line 14 on page 1, after the word vested, I would insert the words under this section to make it plain that you're only talking about the powers that are conferred by this section and not some uncertain area of power that may occur elsewhere in the law or be implied from the law. And there was some fear that it might lock the state into appropriating amounts in the future to secure these bonds. I think that's a remote possibility, but since it was a fear expressed by independent financial advisors, it felt prudent to take care of it at this point and allay those fears. And I think this amendment would do that.
Okay.
I believe Mr. Wolforth would concur.
I have no problem with that amendment to limit the pledge. And also, I don't know whether Senator Frank is going to bring it up or not. The other thing is responsive to Senator Cotton's observation. Section 2 is, in fact, unnecessary and may be deleted.
Senator Cotton?
Yeah, if there's a the strong desire to leave it in there for some specific reason, that I'd love to hear it. But it led me to believe that the legislature would be called upon to authorize each of these particular projects. And not that, you know, as long as it has made clear, if you want to leave it in there, it's fine.
Senator Frank?
No, I don't wish to leave it in. I guess I'm looking for, you know, the solution that'll be the most amenable to the committee. I think we just put it in there to make sure people knew of this particular proposal in the interest of full disclosure.
Senator Bernard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that I kind of go along with Senator Cotton. I think they either have the authority or they don't, and I would prefer having it taken out just because of that. Other than that, I don't seem to have any problem with the rest of it.
Any other questions by any member of the committee? Senator Cotton?
Now, the way this, in this particular case, the way it's worked is the students have voted, I guess, to assess themselves, and as a result, the university can then pledge those fees, and that means the students are locked in, right? You can't go back and reconsider that vote, right? I mean, that's a contract they signed, basically.
That's my understanding.
So that there wouldn't be another source that would have to be tapped if the students decided against the fee the following year.
That's correct.
Can one student bind another student?
Well, it's my impression, although I could be wrong, is that it's the Board of Regents that sets that policy. It's not up to the students, really, but they didn't want to go forward with a new student facility that didn't have the support of the students. So they can't, the students can't undo it.
All right, what we'll do then is I'll bring back a committee substitute for the first item of business on Friday, and if there's no, it seems your direction would be to modify C by the addition of under this section to limit it to this section and to delete section 2, and we'll bring that back. And Wendy, at least you can be on hand if the sponsor and Mr. Woolforth cannot. And if we have any questions, Mr. Ball, we can get a hold of you.
Certainly.
With that, we have to.